USA Radio News.
Several of the victims killed in the Highland Park, Illinois shooting will be laid to rest today. This as the suspected shooter's uncle, Paul Carimo, apologized on behalf of the family.
We're very sorry.
U.S. Secret Service Director James Murray will retire from his post at the end of this month after a 32-year career in the federal government and 3 years at the helm of the agency. Murray's departure comes a week after the denial of an alleged altercation between former President Donald Trump and his security detail ahead of the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol. This was all following an explosive congressional testimony from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Illegal immigrants will be returned to the border.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott signed an executive order addressing the invasion of illegal immigrants into his state and the federal government dropping the ball.
It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades under President Trump, and now under President Biden, we have the highest border crossings ever. Just over the 4th of July, just in one sector of the 5 sectors in the state of Texas, they apprehended about 5,000 people. Under Joe Biden's own calculations, they say to expect to be apprehending about 18,000 people a day.
Governor Abbott authorized the state's National Guard and Department of Public Safety to apprehend illegal immigrants in Texas and return them to the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams appears to be backing a bodega owner charged with stabbing an attacker to death. New surveillance video of last Saturday's incident shows Austin Simone going behind the counter and shoving Joseph Alba into a wall before a fight that ends with Alba grabbing a knife and stabbing Simone. Adams says his heart goes out to the hard-working, honest New Yorker who was attacked. Actor Denzel Washington and Olympic gymnast Simone Biles topped the list of notables at a Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House. President Biden awarded medals to 17 distinguished Americans. Other recipients include U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe and former Arizona Congressman Gabby Giffords, who survived a near-fatal injury during a deadly mass shooting in Tucson in 2011. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs and Arizona Senator John McCain will be awarded medals posthumously. The White House says the Medal of Freedom is awarded to, quote, individuals who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, and security of the U.S., world peace, and other significant societal, public, and private endeavors, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.